January 6 committee decries protests at election officials' homes. Silent on protests at SCOTUS justices' homes. By Joel B. Polak on June 21, 2022. The January 6 committee opened its fourth public hearing Tuesday with complaints about protests at the homes of election officials across the country, while saying nothing about protests at the homes of Supreme Court justices. Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, condemned then-President Donald Trump for not condemning the 2020 protests, without noting the fact that the Biden White House has specifically encouraged protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices, against existing federal law. Moreover, Biden has never personally condemned the attempt assassination of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. A White House official tried to claim otherwise, but Biden's condemnation came through a White House spokesperson. The committee's goal was to describe the effort by Trump and his associates to pressure state legislatures to hold hearings on allegations of election fraud in the 2020 vote, and to create alternate slates of electors in the event the originals were rejected. Schiff and committee staffers claimed that these were part of a fake electors scheme. However, as reported at the time by Breitbart News, the Trump campaign created alternate slates of electors in case the results were challenged in the House. They followed a historic precedent set in the contentious debate over the 1876 presidential election. Their fear was that they would be caught flat-footed or without recourse even if several contested states had their electoral college votes rejected. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.